Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn and talk about all the words in the UT word family. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? All right, let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. No sloppy writing. Please write neatly. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to color first. Now, I said we're going to work on words in the UT family. So let's talk about the UT family. The UT family has two sounds, two letters, and it's that's our short U, so it's the letter U, and T. U and T make up the UT word family. So if you look at your picture, you might be able to tell right away an object from our picture that is in the UT word family. Do you see it? It's gigantic. UT. UT. Hut. Yes, it's that big beach hut. Do you see it? We're going to color that hut, and I think we should color it yellow, but I don't want you to color the door. Leave the door alone. Color everything else on the hut yellow, okay? Go ahead and get started. So hut is a word that belongs in the UT word family. Hut has three sounds. Can you tell me all three sounds in the hut word? You got it. UT, hut, UT, hut. It ends with a UT, which is our hut, our UT word family. When we put a in front of it, we get hut. So color it yellow. Don't color sloppy. We're not in a huge hurry. So you should not be finished yet. And also don't color so slow that you're a turtle or a sloth. Just kind of keep up with the pace of just medium. So hut is a word that belongs in our UT word family. And here's another word. If we take away the h in hut and change it to k, do you know what word we have? Cut. Very good. If you take away h in hut and change it to k, you get cut. Cut is another word that belongs in the UT word family. All right. I have finished coloring my hut. I'll give you 5 more seconds, and then we're going to move on. Don't color the door. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, put down your yellow crayon. Here's another word in our UT family. Nut. Nut. Boys and girls, in our picture, there are some cocoa. Yep, nuts. Cocoa nuts. There's a coconut on the ground. There's a couple of them on the ground, and there's some in the palm trees. Let's color the cocoa nuts brown. Find your brown crayon, and if it's a coconut, a coconut on the tree or on the ground, color it brown. Again, color neatly. Don't get messy. So there's 4 in one tree and 2 on the ground. So color those for me. And then while we have our brown crayon, let's go ahead and color the palm trees. So color the trunks of the palm trees brown. Just the trunks. So we have k, up. What word is that? K. cut, and then we have t, hut, and now we have n, t, nut. Good. All of these words belong in the ut word family. They all end the same. They end with ut. We're just changing the first sound. That's all we're doing. Take three more seconds with your brown crayon. Three, two, one. Now let's color the tops of our coconut trees, of our palm trees. Let's color the green leaves green, right? I said the green leaves. Right now they're white leaves, but we're going to make them green. Okay, let's do a nonsense word. Let's take the word nut, change the beginning sound. What's the beginning sound in nut? N. Okay, while you're coloring green leaves, take the beginning sound in nut, and we're going to make a nonsense word. Change it to l. What do you get? Change the n in nut to lut. I don't know what a lut is. It's a nonsense word, but it rhymes and it matches because it ends with ut. It ends with our U-T, ut. That's our word family. So I could say, I need to cut the lut so that I can put it with my nut and eat it in the hut. See, they all belong. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just making it up because these words belong in the ut family, and that's what's fun about it. It makes it fun because you get to be silly, and I like to be silly. Okay, take three more seconds for the green leaves. Three, two, one. All right, I want you to try this one. Ready? Shh, ut. Shh, ut. Shut. Do you see it? We have to shut something. Do you see it on the picture? Yes, the door. Remember I said don't color the door? We have to shut the door. Don't forget to shut the door. Let's color the door that we have to shut and color the door handle orange. Go ahead. On the hut. Don't forget to shut the door. Shut is a word in the ut word family. It has three sounds. Can you tell me the three sounds in shut? Good. Sh, ut, shut. You got it. We have an orange door on our hut, and we have to shut it. Shut the door on the hut, or the lut might get out. The lut wants a coconut, so shut the hut's door. I'm just making it up. They rhyme. I love it when they rhyme. And I don't know what a lut is, but you gotta shut the door. Take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, here we go. Do you see anything else in our picture that could belong in the ut word family? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? It's kind of a silly one. Dough nut. Do you see it? Dough nut. There's four of them. Oh, they look delicious. Nut is the same as coconut. They end the same. Nut. It's the word nut, but dough nut. So let's color them. Okay, there's three on top of the table. Here's what I want you to do. Pick one of them on top of the table and color it pink. Pick one. It doesn't matter which one. Pick one on top of the table and color it pink, the whole thing. Pink sprinkles. Yummy. Okay, so we have, this is where you gotta listen. Anyone on top of the table, color it pink. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. Pick another one on top of the table. Doesn't matter which one. Doesn't matter. Color it brown. Chocolate donut. Mm-hmm. Getting hungry. Okay, so we're on the second donut on top of the table. You pick it. Color it brown for chocolate. Okay, two more seconds. Two, one. And then the last donut on top of the table, whichever one you have left, color it purple. Why not? Purple donut, delicious. Could be jelly, doesn't matter. It's delicious. All right, 2 seconds, 2, 1. And then there's a donut on the bench seat at the table where you sit. See it? Maybe someone's trying to hide it from the LUT in the hut. Ha! All right, that one on the bottom. Let's color it just for fun. Don't panic, but let's color it orange. I don't know. Have you seen an orange donut before? I've definitely seen orange sprinkles. I really think a donut could be any kind of color at all. But they're delicious. Doesn't matter what color. All right, they're a nice treat, huh? So nut, dough, nut, cocoa, nut, hut, shut, LUT, cut. All right, 2 seconds, 2, 1. All right, our last thing that I want us to do in the picture is this. Ready? R-ut, r-ut, rut. Do you know what a rut is? I'm gonna tell you if you're not sure. It can be a couple of things. For our picture, we're gonna have it be a path. A rut is a path in the ground that has been like made by wheels or made by feet over and over and over again. And so it's kind of like a crack in the ground. Does that make sense? It's a rut. It's a crack in the ground because people have either driven over it or walked over it over and over and over and over and over again. And so it makes a path in the ground, like a crack. I want you to take your brown crayon and I want you to go under where the hut is and where the table is. You can do it any way you want, but from one side to the other, I want you with your brown crayon to draw kind of like a zigzag line. I want you to make a rut, okay? Just go from one side to the other. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I don't care where you put it. Just use your brown crayon and draw kind of like a zigzag trail of a line. We're going to make it be a rut. It's a rut. R-ut. It belongs in the ut word family. Rut. Another definition of rut is when you do the same thing over and over and over again. So if you eat cereal every single day for breakfast, you're in a cereal rut because you do it every single day. All right, put down all your crayons, find your pencil, and let's work at the bottom of our page. Look at number one. There's a row of pictures. I'm going to name the picture. If it belongs in the up family, I want you to circle it. Okay, first picture on number one, cut. Cut. Yes, circle it. That belongs in our up family. Then we have dog. Nope. Leave it alone. How about cab? Nope. Leave it alone. Oh, look. Hut. Yes, we know that one. Circle it. Bed. No, leave it alone. How about nut? Yes. Donut, coconut, peanut. Yum, yum, yum. All right, check. You should have cut circled, hut circled, and nut circled. Good. All right, let's go to number two. Let's read it. It says gut, gut, gut. Your gut is your belly. All right, circle or trace the circle around U and T. That's our word family, ut. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound in gut, G. We need to write the word family. You write U. T, gut, and then scoot over. Let's write the whole word. G, G, U, T, T, gut. Number three, let's read it. R-ut, r-ut, rut. That's where you have something happening over and over again. Circle, trace the circle for ut. Scoot over. We have r, we need to write ut. Put a U and a T, and then let's write the whole word. R-R-U-T-T, rut. Okay, number four, it's a nut. Let's write the word nut. What's the first sound? N a u t t. Nut. Can you circle the two letters that make up the ut word family? What are we going to circle? U-T. Good. Scoot over. Last one. Cut. It's a k-k-k. It's the letter C. U-T. Check it. You should have C-U-T. Cut. Circle the two letters that make up the ut family. We should circle U-N-T. Boys and girls, that's it. Pencils down. You did it. You did it. You know everything there is to know about the ut word family. Short U, T, ut. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.